Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390, as well as WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My guest across the way, the lovely and talented Christy Horning. Christy, how are you doing this morning?
Well, you know what my byline in it's woohoo! We are here today.
Exactly right. We're going to talk about all kinds of different things today. You know, the last time, I was trying to remember, we got you out here years ago. 3-4 years ago for when I had the Women in Business special. Do you remember
yes,
that?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
That was a good time.
Yes, it was.
I think, I'm trying to remember, did we get you out here last year sometime too?
No, we did not.
Your rep has been twisting your arm and twisting your arm.
You know, it's hard to get me out of my store.
I know it is. I know it is.
My girls are always saying, take a day off. It's just, you know, I love what I do and... I think I need to be there.
I am so glad that you're able to make it in this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's always great talking to you.
Well, how kind. and I'm so glad to see you, if only for you to catch me up on these darn little Fairfield Colts that you keep going.
Gosh.
You've been following the Fairfield Colts, and I haven't been able to get to them because I've had games going on all the time, the high school games. Tell me about the Colts. You going back down there tonight?
Yes, my doggies, we are. You know, I went to their eighth grade night because, Landon Zerlini and Lucas Halbert, you know, they're some of my little buddies, coming to Carnaby. Yeah. And, you know, they're...
Wait a minute. Okay, well, I got to know.
Yeah.
What's Lucas Halbert shopping for in Carnaby School?
Well, his mother.
Well, I know that. I didn't know if he had a girlfriend or something.
Oh, well, he's had several,
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's our success of Carnaby is starting these little boys out young, let me tell you.
I love it.
They're the ones that have all the money.
So you're getting Lucas and Landon hooked on bright and early for the girls.
There you go. I'm not stupid. I mean, you know.
I love it.
You started out with their mamas, and then, you know, and then it graduates into their little girlfriends.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's great.
Well, you know, it's pretty sad, though, to think that I've had them start that age, and now they're married with children, and I'm still, which I'm lucky. I'm still helping them, you know, but it makes you feel really old.
Oh, no. That's stupid. You shouldn't feel that. All right, so how's the ball team look? So
I went to their eighth grade night.
You're my big you're my scout on this.
Well, let me tell you, I went to their eighth grade night. I was just in awe of them, and so I just decided I was going to go forward with them, and you know, my perception.
There's a good crew of you going with them all the time.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I could not believe everybody that was there a Friday night. Good support for the team, and you know, I didn't see that the boys were nervous. They are just confident.
Uh-huh.
And my perceptive is they just work well together. There's several little stars on that team, but
right.
You wouldn't really see that. They all work together well.
If one of them's having a bad night, kid's going to step in?
Yes, and they have the most awesome little arch on their three-pointers. Man, if the ceiling was low, they'd be touching the ceiling, I think, on some of them. But... honestly, you know, it's just, you're just so proud of them. They have the confidence to go out there, and the team's been bigger than them, and we've got some scrappy little players, you know, and it was so funny because the score, you know, got up there, and so J-Mo put in some of his little second team there, and this little boy came in, and he's just scrapping around, and I said to Chris, I go, now that little boy looks familiar. Who is that? I know who that is. Well, it was Andy Rogers' little boy.
Oh, no.
And I knew who it was.
Eric?
But I did,
yeah.
And he just was scrapping around on that little floor.
See,
you know?
Eric's like 2 years younger than all the rest
of
them.
Oh, yeah, he's just a little bitty thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, he's good. He's a good ball handler. You know, so I think even going forward, I mean, when these boys go into the freshmen, and it's going
to
be...
Did you get a chance to see anybody they're playing? I mean, tonight they've got...
No, I did not.
Tonight they've got who?
Sesser.
Yes,
and they look like they were pretty big boys. But you know what? I mean, what I hear is...
You know that's why they're putting the big, gigantic arc on the shot, right?
Yeah, so they can't get that block.
So that's right. If you're smaller than the other guy, you gotta hide it from him.
That's exactly right. But honestly, I mean, J-Mo's put on, you know, he's put a team together.
Jeff Morris. ladies of
Jeff Morris, yeah. Yes. And, I mean, he's got a good crew there, and just they're all real respectful kids, you know, and didn't see any of them really get too mad about anything. And there was a couple calls that was against them, you know. And like I said, they
were up 30 points, though, too.
Well, I know. That's always fun. You can kind of sit back and relax.
That's actually the coolest part of it to me, I think, is well, one of the interesting parts of it is they are a three-point shooting team.
Yes, they are.
And they depend on it.
They do.
And but whenever they if the thing's not working, there's another guy ready to step in and shoot.
That's what I've seen.
There's like half a dozen of them that are good 3-point shooters.
Yes,
right?
There is. And like I said, they're a defensive team. I mean, they took that ball away from that team that night. I don't remember how many takeaways they had, but it was unreal for a little bitty team. Yeah. You know,
well, so a little bitty team that had gotten that far.
That's right.
Was probably shocked by something like
that. Well, I think so. And you know, I think we're the team to beat. I mean, honestly, that's what we've heard on the street, you know.
Yeah.
Fairfield is the team to beat down there, so
well,
that's pretty awesome.
Well, have fun. Now, you're not closing early tonight.
No,
then,
no. And I didn't get out early because we were busy, but I did get down there because, Jeff had said, Christy, we've got a game ahead of us. It'll probably be 6:15. So when we were busy, I told the girls, go on. I'll drag George down there. I didn't have to drag him. He really did want to go see the little team play. And we got there in good time, and, you know, it was just fun.
You're going tonight and you're going Friday?
Yep.
See, that's cool also now that they're in the semifinals. They've got two more guaranteed games, don't they?
They do. And, I mean, you know, and to think, what was the year the team that won state? Was it 40?
Oh, 1941.
Well, yeah, 41.
The one they just honored, yeah.
Yes, and that was a pretty cool
evening. Don Riggs' team.
Yes, that was a pretty cool evening when, you know, June Wilson and all of them were there, and they replaced the trophy, and it was pretty awesome.
I was, you know, I heard about that going on. That was the senior night event.
Yeah,
their
eighth grade night.
Eighth grade night,
pardon me. Yeah. It'll be senior night here before we know it.
Yeah, that's next week, next Tuesday or something like that. But, they had a good crowd. You had the Wilsons, and, of course, Mac Martin was the coach of that
team,
right?
And Janie and Larry were there. And
were there any remaining players other than – I saw Jiggs Wood, but he wasn't on that team, was he?
No, he was not. But they did honor him, too, because after that, I think he was on that team. But – but yeah, it was pretty good, and all the families were there and walked out and had their pictures.
How big is the crowd? Is the gym, the new gym, big enough to hold that crowd? I guess it is, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah,
that new gym on that south side is pretty goes up pretty high.
It is, and they have. I have to put a shout out to the little cheerleaders because you know I know all these little girls. They come in my store and they are really awesome. But they're a small little young team. I think they only had one eighth grader
on the cheerleaders.
You know, the cheerleaders, yes. So you know we got to have cheerleaders when
we
go.
They work just as hard as they
do.
I'm here to tell you, I've seen it.
It's fun being a cheerleader when you're a winner. You know,
I have no idea.
Well, you know, it takes a good cheerleader when you're down and out. You
I
know?
Gotta tell you, you know, the teams that I was on that I didn't get a play on when I was on the sideline, when I was basically a cheerleader, we were all losers anyway.
You're never a loser, Bruce.
We were terrible.
Oh.
My eighth grade year, I very seldom played, and we won 7 games. Out of like 25 or something. So I was too bad to get on the court there.
Oh, but your cheerleaders just kept you going.
That's
though,
exactly
didn't they?
Right.
That's kind of what we are at Carnaby. We're cheerleaders in life for our customers.
Cheerleaders.
That's
there you
exactly
go.
Right.
We're going to talk about Carnaby and all kinds of other things. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got Christy Horning on here, and we're having some fun. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield after these.
Hello, baby. I'm sorry I said the things I did. It was a silly fight. I was wrong, you were right. What I really mean to say is, you can eat crackers in my bed anytime. Baby, you can kick off all the covers in the middle of the night. You can sleep with the window. Should be happy. No dishes to wash now but my own. no clothes to pick up, a double bed to myself now that you're gone. Oh, but it's lonely. I'm sorry I ever let you go. It's a matter of fact, I got to have you back. I just want you to know.
I gotta tell you, Christy, that sounds almost naughty.
Oh, I know. Here on a Tuesday morning at 9:30. Oh my God! All my retired friends are eating crackers in bed this morning while they're listening to me.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I've got Christy Horning here, and we're playing a little bit of her cousin Barbara Mandrell music this morning. How old is Barbara?
You know, Louise and I are the same age, so we're actually going to be 63 this year.
Not 70 then.
No, she's not. She'd be probably 68.
How's her health? Didn't she have some car?
Yeah, she had. She did have a terrible car accident, and
that was several years ago, though.
Yes, but you know what happened? She did have some head injuries, and she ended up getting stage fright. And
that right?
That's the reason she really just kind of stepped
back. Yeah, I was going to say you haven't seen her on a stage doing anything.
No, she was just afraid she'd, you know, mess up.
You don't want to fall or something.
Well, yeah, you know, or just, you know. But honestly, she's
how's she doing?
She's doing well.
Oh, good, good.
I know she misses it every day, though.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah, well, you know, she was a stage personality.
Well, that's the thing. Barbara Mandrell, in the late 70s and early 80s, she was
hot.
Electric.
She was. And then the Barbara Mandrell and the sisters, you know, they all loved, you know, Fairfield especially supported them. But really nationally, that program was supported.
What's Louise and Earlene doing these days?
Well, Louise, she actually does still perform Branson or in Pigeon Forge, different places like that. And
none of them had any problems with the fires or anything last December.
No, they didn't. And Earlene, she actually... And I don't hold me this, but she works for one of the major companies, such as maybe Lowe's or somebody. Mm-hmm. And she does grand openings.
I don't know
that that's the company but that's, you know, the level she's working for.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good. Speaking of major companies and grand openings and stuff, it's been a little while since your grand opening, hasn't it?
You know, it's going to be 37 years.
I just can't believe.
I know.
That you've been open for 37 years.
I know, and I think every year that it's going to be my last one because you know I work pretty hard. And then you know when the new stuff starts coming in, get excited. You go to market and you think, oh my God, I got to be on this trend here. So I'm staying, you know, again. You know,
you got to tell me about how exactly does going to market work? I mean, are you going to New York City to the big fashion week and all that kind of stuff that you see on TV?
I'm just a small business, and I don't have the money to really pay out
to
do all that.
Well, that thing is, the stuff that they're selling there.
Lots of times is not.
It's going to be, you got to get a mortgage to buy it.
Yes, there you go. And, you know, sometimes it's just so fashion forward that, you know.
It's not going to do here, is it?
It isn't. But, you know, we've been really successful.
Where are markets for?
Chicago and Indy, Atlanta and Dallas. You know, those are all really, really successful markets for a small boutique, you know. And, you know, it's great. Most of mine come out of Chicago market. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say you've gotten some Canadian.
Oh yes,
stuff
we
lately.
Have.
Does that come out of Chicago or do they go over?
Yes, they still market their salesmen out of there or any of the major markets, and we're really pleased with the Canadian brands. They're well made. The fabrics are really nice, and they hold up well. The quality, you know, and that's what we've always banked ourselves on is quality. And good merchandise where you can have it in your wardrobe.
If I am Christy Horning and I'm going to market, what's the first thing I do when I arrive in Chicago?
Well, the first thing I do is make sure that
how many different people are there?
It's just a book full. You know, it's
like McCormick Place or something. Where do they usually do it?
Yeah, yeah. It's just
at McCormick Place.
Yeah, yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. Well, half of it is for accessories, and the other half is for, you know, ladies' market. But
still.
Yeah, and I like to go to the Indianapolis market. It houses about 200 vendors, and that's, you know, I can go by myself and, you know, not spend a whole lot of money and go for a couple of days. And it's all the guys that are there. They just all kind of travel together.
So the first thing you do is you get your soda. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I always get something to drink because and George can attest to this because he went with me once. You don't get to go to the bathroom. You don't get to eat lunch.
Oh, wait a
second. You better have a bottle of water with you.
Wait a second.
Because you're just nonstop appointments, you know. So
is that right?
It is.
How long is your day at something like that?
Well,
when do they usually start in the morning?
I start at 8. I always start at 8. And usually I start at 8 with Tribal. And I love starting off with that because it's really great. Brand, and the girls that I work with are awesome, and Hager did buy them out, and we were a little concerned about that, thinking maybe the quality would go down, but it definitely didn't. And so anyway,
why do you start with that one particular one in particular?
It's because do they bring the best donuts? Oh no! Well, they would. You know, they get you. Let me tell you, these guys get you whatever you want. You know, but they set the tone of what really the colors are going to be and everything. So I kind of get my vision.
Get your mind right.
Yeah. And it's a good one to start with because they have a little bit of a career, a little bit of casual, a little bit of what, you know, I mean, it's just a well-rounded brand. And a lot of people, it goes a lot of ages, too. It can go younger, and it can go up to 70.
You're starting there first thing in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going until 6 at night. And then, you know, I've been there. You know, I know all these
guys.
These are my friends.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all the bad thing about it now is they all want me. You know, they're like, come and see my stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you can't do everybody. I'm just a little bitty store. And, but, you know,
that's the other thing to me. When you do go to a marketplace like that, and all these folks want you to come see their stuff. Now, you're not obligated to buy, but if you know these people, you feel like you want
to
something, and you've got a budget.
Yes, that's right. And I always say, now, I'm only here for this brand. Don't show me any other, because they'll say, I picked up a new brand.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I might just peek at it, because let me tell you, I have gone to market before and never been disappointed with the Tribal. But let's say I have an appointment with someone, and I just don't like the look for that season. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of nice to at least peek at what they have, and I might go back.
All right, you've been in this long enough.
Yes.
In that you have seen, you're talking colors.
Yes.
And how they come and go.
Yes.
It's cyclical, right?
Yeah, it is.
What is the, I guess my question is it cyclical but random? I mean, because you'll have an orange maybe in 1985, and you'll have orange come back. Orange was hot 3 years ago.
Well, you know, orange is hot, going to be hot for spring.
Oh, really?
It is. It's back already.
But
you know what, Bruce?
So why does it turn around? I mean, why does it turn around like 8 years one time and then 3 years the next time?
But you know, anymore, if you watch the clothing colors, there is just millions of shades anymore. And they, you know, this year it's all kind of seaworthy colors. You know, whether it's the...
I've kind of noticed that. It's like coastal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very coastal. There's going to be lots of corals and aquas and blues. And, you know, and those are very complimentary shades for lots of people. So it should be a really good season for us.
Well, that's good.
And yes. Of course, you know, your black and white still...
Well, that's always in.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And your denims. And, you know, your denim has taken over. You know, you think about people... There was a picture on Facebook from the Historical Society, and it had all our, you know, Marge Matthews, those girls, all dressed up. And somebody said, well, they were in their Sunday best. And I commented, no, that was their everyday best.
Is that right?
Because they dressed every day.
Yeah.
And I think that they would think wearing denim to church, you know, I mean, it's in now.
Yeah.
You know, back then,
that was
unheard of. And, but, you know, like I said, we shop the markets. We've really eliminated a lot of mall brands and tried to be more boutique-ish, and that's been very successful for us.
We see now that's really kind of what you had to do, isn't it? Because, I mean,
the
mall brands, they're just, first of all, the manufacturers probably, once you sign the contract with them, I'm guessing that they force stuff on you, probably they can't they?
Well, the thing of it is, if they're a mall brand, they demand that you buy so much, you know, in a season. And it just, sometimes it just gets out of hand that you just can't do it. And, you know, and Here's what we hear. You know, you can come in here and it's something different. You go to the mall, every store has the same brand.
Yeah.
And that's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
You can be walking around and you're going to run in the same thing at the A&F or whoever is
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, your Dillard's and your, yeah, your Dillard's and your Macy's have the exact same thing. You know, the thing that gets, you know, hurts your little small business is all the coupons they give and, yeah. you know, all that. And, you know, we can't do that all the time and stay in business.
You've been able to do some of that, though.
Oh, yes.
And tell me a little bit. We'll get into some of the other stuff going on in the next segment. Tell me a little bit though, how social media has helped you as over 36 years.
Oh,
you didn't have it 36 years ago.
No, we didn't. And you know, that's really where I spend a lot of my time when I get off work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not on Facebook. I'm just trying to post things on my page, and I mean that's the name of the game. These people have their phone in their hand, and they're seeing what's going on, and you put it out there.
They want to see something new is happening, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, they do. It's a game, you know, and, you know, so you always have to come up with something new and exciting, and we try to do that. And, you know, sometimes you get tired when you're paying the bills, buying the stuff, selling the stuff, and then going home at night and trying to do your social media. But it's been a big success for us.
Really?
And we also have a little text club that, you know, they can text this number, and we can text them what the specials are. And
do you have Facebook-only specials or texting-only specials ever?
Yes. Yes, we
really?
Do. Yeah, and that's what we tell them about, you know, letting us text them that the day before the sale starts, they'll get a little text that says, come on in before we advertise it, you know,
yeah.
out to everybody right. else. But anybody that
see,
comes
the
in,
ladies and gentlemen, I can attest to this because you may remember that I give Christy a call every Thursday morning, right?
That's right.
And there are occasionally times I'm talking to Christy. She doesn't want to talk to me about something that's coming up. I just know it.
Yeah.
And you go tight-lipped on me, and I'm sitting there, come on, Christy, this is coming up. But no, you're saving it for the folks.
Right. That was kind of like on the Super Celebration
that's
when you were
exactly
doing it, like,
right.
4 days before it was actually going to happen, you know. I mean, I'm in the day, you know. But,
yeah.
you know,
oh, yeah.
it's we've been really lucky, though, Bruce. We really have. I mean.
How'd Super Celebration go?
Actually, I was a little late for the meeting this morning for the retail merchants, but I asked when I got there, and they said everybody was busy. It was a good week, you know, just something different for us.
Well,
I think
that's a big help because you can't do a in January or February. You can't do a sidewalk sale, can
no,
you?
No. So it was kind of like an end of the season type sale for
yeah.
a lot of us, and it was fun. And we have it an all week. Then it's convenient hours for anybody instead
well, this
of just
is
having
the,
it.
This is the time of month for the retail merchants meeting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And by the way, Sarah, if you're listening, I sold a ticket to Bruce and Lynn. They are now in the bucket.
Yeah, she's got her.
The chamber back
that's
drawing.
Exactly right.
And you know we had a meeting this morning and they said there's 109 tickets sold. We still need to sell some more, so
yeah.
go in there and see Sarah or go in any retail merchants or come into Carnaby. We'll sell you a ticket and
well, I know
we've had some
than,
lucky winners.
I know there's more than 109 sold because I was 110.
Yes, that's right. And Lynn was 111. That's exactly right. But it was so funny. Bob Young won a couple weeks
yeah,
ago.
Like 2-3 weeks ago.
And Dina was like, okay, where did you get that ticket? Who just sold you that ticket? And he goes, I think that's what Christy sold me up there at the Elks. And I told him, I said, bye, doggies. You're $15 ahead now because you bought that ticket.
He didn't realize he bought it?
That's well, he great. Didn't know. Yeah, he didn't know what it was. But he's carrying his little chamber bucks around trying to figure out where he's going to spend them.
Well, you see, now that's the cool thing. We're talking about the TGI Fridays giveaway that's every
yeah.
week. The
yeah.
raffle that is every week. And where can you buy those tickets?
You can, like I said, you can go to the chamber. Sarah's there 3 days a week. You can go. Any retail merchant should have.
I said the awful thing the other day. I was.
What's that?
Well, when I was, me and Lynn were talking, I didn't have my ticket bought yet because
I know.
I was driving down the other side of the street. I just didn't feel like pulling over.
Oh, yeah. See, and you could have come in anywhere.
I know it.
But I told her today, I said, I'm going to make him buy one today. So everybody get out there and come in and buy one. Help us out. It's a great little promotion. It's fun. Sarah calls in Bruce on Friday
mornings.
And
it's not just 25 bucks a week, is it?
No. It's 25 bucks a week. And then the fifth Friday, it's 200.
200.
Yeah.
That's right. And then 300 to be given away at the end of the year.
At the end of the year. That'd That's right.
That'd help at Christmas, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We're, I think Sharon Stanley was the big winner at Christmas.
I believe you're right.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
are chamber bucks usable?
Any chamber member. And she'll give you a little list of where you can spend them. So you can spend them at, you can go pay your utility bill with it if you want. The city's, yeah.
That'd be a good idea this month.
Well, yeah, wouldn't it? You can go to the hospital. You can come to Carnaby.
Well,
you can go to Walmart.
Friday, this Friday is the 10th. It'll be utility bill day.
There you go. So if somebody wins.
I'm in for this Friday.
There you go.
I need
that. You can
tell
Dodie you've got 25 on the utility bill.
Yeah, that's going to get. I'll get about 5% of it in.
Yeah, you know, we're laughing now, but if your name's John, everybody's going to think it's real.
Well, no. Wow. Yeah, that means my name, there's no way it gets drawn this week.
No. Don't you know, the first time we drew, Carrie brought it into Carnaby, and there was lots of ladies in there. And she said, I'm going to let you draw today. So I drew it. I drew George.
Oh, is that right?
And I said, just throw it back in. And another lady was standing there, and she goes, I saw you draw it out. It's legal. Just let him win. So
it's legal. You were sitting there peering in.
Yeah, I was trying to find that in there, you know.
I'm talking to Christy Horning here from Carnaby Square. We're going to talk about all kinds of different things, probably volunteers for a progressive Fairfield. I might even bring up something near and dear to her heart. Going to talk about probably Brighton a little bit.
Oh, yes.
When we return. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these.
But I'd only be sorry, 'cause drinking doubles alone don't make it a party. Another sleepless night, and it's the same old story. When you're the only one at two in the morning, I'm sleeping single in a double bed, thinking all the things I wish I'd
seen. Christy's dancing. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here, folks, on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. I'm guessing that you didn't help Barbara write any of these songs. How'd that help?
No, I always wanted to be a singer.
Yeah?
I just didn't. I'm kind of shy, honestly.
Yeah?
Yes,
really?
I am. Woo-hoo! Oh, I don't like really getting up in front of people, but you know, I've branched out a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
When we first had style shows, I'd be behind the scenes and all that, and
how does it
took a lot to,
I'll ask you one last question about
yeah.
Barbara Mandrell, then I'll
yeah.
go away. Did she write any of that stuff, or did she have like
no, I don't think she did. I don't
she
know
had, like,
that for a fact.
The country manufacturing type of thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Oh,
she was good at them.
Yeah.
All right. We got to talk about it. Your reign is ending.
I know. And you know what?
Congratulations again, by the way.
I know. It was a really nice honor. You know, I've been there a long time
Business
and had
of
never
the year.
Gotten it. I always felt like we were pretty important downtown
yeah.
Fairfield. So I really, when Carrie told me, I really did.
So you're gonna do you have a sash and everything?
No, a tiara.
I'm
taking off my crown.
You're gonna take off the crown. I like it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I told George once. I said, you know, we always called Lester the mayor of Main Street.
Mayor downtown.
I
yeah.
said, I think I'm gonna take over that.
You might be the honorific for that. I like that.
I think I'm the oldest one down there now, I think.
Well, no, don't say oldest. You've been there longest.
I've been there the longest.
Because,
so
yeah.
I mean, John Black
was. Well, the Matthews boys are older than you.
Well, yeah, but they're not a retail business.
Oh, okay.
Well, they kind of are. They do the printing part, but,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, but, don't take it away from Preston. He's
Oh, I know. He's out there selling that printing stuff.
That's
you know?
Exactly
That's
right.
That's right.
What one of the key things, and I know that it's been important to you, but years ago, and helped Carnaby with their success. You got engaged with Brighton. How did that come about? How did Brighton find you, or did you find Brighton?
Actually,
because for many years you were the only distributor in this area.
Well, actually, Brighton found me. We started with the belts, and then we went to purses. And I mean, a lot of people have grown with them, and they've grown with you.
Right?
That's exactly right. And now they're, you know, they have several different departments now. You know, the handbags are probably our, and the jewelry are our two major, you know, products that we sell the most of, being the jewelry, the charms, all that. It's exploded, and they have a line, or they have designers like no other. I mean, they'll send emails on the designer who did this particular product, how it was made. Anybody want to get on Brighton.com and get their emails? It's pretty awesome. You really honestly find out how great this company is. Mm-hmm. And
where are they from?
They're actually from California. Mm-hmm. It's called City of Industry, La Fuente.
That's out by Los Angeles.
Yes. And they honestly... They support us, but we support them. They give us lots of little goodies to give away, promotional-wise. You know, like now we're doing the little love bag with your $100 purchase. Mm-hmm. Now, do they give those to us?
No.
The store has to, you know, we have to, if we sell them, they will give us a little, you know, break on the cost of the goods. But if we don't give them away, then we have to pay the cost, you know.
Sure. Well, you bought them.
Yes, we bought them. So, but we've always been a success in all these little promotions because the product is good, you know, and we stand behind the product. They do too. They have a team. My team would be Team 5. You can call them with any questions or whatever, and they're going to take care of me because I'm going to take care of my customers.
Give me an example of, or I can lead you to one. I know one customer of yours that has had a Brighton bag for maybe 10 years.
Right.
And she brought that in. Something went wrong with it. She brought that in, and they just took it back, cleaned it all up.
Yes.
Basically refurbished this bag.
They did.
And sent it back free of charge.
They did.
That's the amazing thing about this.
It is. And people don't really realize that. That refurbish is just free. So if you've carried that bag for a season, let's say you're one person that changes your bag,
sure,
you know, when you go into the next season. If you want to send it in, have it refurbished, they'll send it back in the box, in the cloth bag, and you can put that up until the next time you're going to carry it, and it'll look brand new. And I mean, like I said,
it's high quality too.
It is high quality. It, you know, Italian made leather. I mean, it's costly, but you can carry it for years.
I'm not sure costly is the right word.
Well,
it's not inexpensive.
It isn't. And it does have a registration.
But it's worth it, isn't it?
It is worth it. It has a registration. So when you buy a Brighton handbag, we actually register that handbag in your name. And it has a number on it. So then when we call, if you have a problem with it, they know who owns that handbag.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And this being like on eBay and all that,
yeah.
Or if you sell a handbag on Trading Page or whatever, if you have something to go with it, if it doesn't have the person's name on it, they're not going to take care
of it.
Original owners only. And I think that's why they created that, just to make sure. Because they are giving you, you know, a guarantee that most people don't get in a product, honestly.
Does that extend to the shoes?
It extends to the shoes. The only thing about the shoes, they are made in Italy.
Yeah.
So when we have a problem with the shoes, they stand by them, but sometimes we can't get them replaced.
I see.
So they just credit our store, and then we credit them.
I got to tell you, I run in and out of your store from time to time, probably not as often as you'd like me to.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day's coming up. Okay. But I run it, and I got to tell you, the most fun I ever have in there is when you got the Brighton guy back there with all the shoes.
Oh, yes.
He scares the heck out of people.
And he's a hoot, though.
He's a hoot.
Ladies love him.
Yeah, I bet.
And, you know.
Okay, let me rephrase that. He scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. But, you know, that our trunk shows are a big success. And we always invite people to come in and see what it's all about. And you're just seeing what's coming in the next season.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like what I see at market, but you're getting to see this pre-order. And a lot of women like that, especially, you know, we can't possibly carry their whole line in shoes or handbags or whatever. So this way, at least you get to, you know.
Well, they're getting the opportunity to see the wide variety.
That's exactly right. And then when they make little wish lists out, then we kind of go through that list and let's say that one handbag was just really popular.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd order two of those instead of just one. Or jewelry. Jewelry really, people always like the same things, it seems like. So, you know, if you're, you know, if you don't have something ordered, multiple pieces, and that was very, very popular, then it kind of puts up a red flag. Maybe you need to add that to your order a little bit more.
You were talking about the jewelry line. That came later, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And honestly, that's when their line exploded. And I was telling you earlier that, you know, it got us through some really lean times, the Brighton line did, because it brought us a whole new customer into our store. And that customer became our clothing store. Customer, and then the clothing customer became our Brighton customer. So, you know, in a sense, then we had 50% more people, you know, on our customer list.
So the watches, when the jewelry line, you also have the watches in there that they'll fix as well.
Oh yeah, they'll take care of the watches. Now we do have over at Gottman's now, Sandy will change the batteries.
Yeah.
So we don't have to send those in now because some of the stores didn't really want to mess with the Brighton watches, you know, because if they'd scratch them or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But Sandy's really good about, you know, taking those batteries out and putting them back in and making them work.
That's one of the things. You bring it up, talking about you folks in the Retail Merchants Association. You're all helping each other, aren't
we? We are. I mean, if I'm not successful, you know, they aren't even going to be either. It takes us all to work.
Right.
And if
you get more people up there.
That's
you
right.
Get, not just uptown, but B-Way and all the rest of them.
Yes, Kincaid's, whatever. Because I can't tell you how many times when someone comes in our store and they'll say, my husband went to Kincaid's, or I'm headed to Serendipity.
Yeah.
You know. So, I mean, it takes us all to make it work. And we have a good group. We all work really well together. We're all just wanting us to be busy so we can stay in business.
Is that how the organization, the Volunteers for the Progressive Fairfield, was that an outgrowth maybe of the Retail Merchants? Or was that was that Bob? Because you and Bob Medler started that, right?
Bob, Carrie Halbert, Mike Potteroff, myself were the, and I think that was it, the first people on that board. Actually, Mickey Bora. Kind of put that together, and his idea was to have a group of citizens that would have little events that would be free to people.
Yeah,
you know, and I know
we had the barbecue.
Yes, and you know,
Pumpkin Fest.
And, you know, Dana Wilson was, you know, the head chief on that one and did an excellent job. It's just a big job, and for a 1-day event, and but you know, we do the movies, we do the displays, and we do the plein air event, and that has been a huge success. You know, we sold over $17,000 worth of art. You know, and
I'm assuming that the artists like that.
They love Fairfield. They do. They just think we're just so friendly, and everybody, they'll go in their stores or people will stop and talk to them, and they really do like our.
Are you getting folks from other towns maybe coming down to, speaking of the plein air event,
yes.
just for instance. Are you getting folks from other towns coming down to take a look at some of the paintings and that kind of thing? Or what have you gathered?
Yes. You know, we would like to branch out a little bit more and get people coming to town. Lots of times they don't really understand what it is.
I mean, that's really what it's about,
yes,
isn't it?
But we had it at homecoming last year, and we are again this year. And that the people that were here for the alumni banquet or reunions, they were really taken back about the talent that was there in that, you know, and we have it at the Landing. Doug and Dana Wilson, they're so nice to let us, you know, use their building. And, you know, we had so many people say, oh, I hope you have this again next year at homecoming.
Really?
It was a little bit harder for me because I'm on the alumni banquet board and this one. So I felt like I was just, you know, going around in circles. And, but it was a big
success. I am too, but that's why I skip stuff.
Is that why?
I'm on the alumni board, too.
Yeah.
And I skip stuff.
You just don't go to the meetings.
I go to the meetings.
You just get to be the head honcho and get up in front of everybody.
I skip stuff because I don't mind talking in front of people.
I know. You're very entertaining,
You're not going to kick me off, hopefully.
No, never. You're in it for life.
I guess so. Yeah, I probably am. All right. You've got a big weekend coming up, and I know that you've got some stuff going on Saturday. You're in the auction, right?
Yes, I am. We have four $50 gift certificates, and so any of you men out there that want to buy one of those, then you can wrap that, put that in a little card, and they can come in. Yeah. We've also got a little promotion going on. Every day we're going to give away a little love product, you know. And Dodie put on the ad, it makes your heart pitter-patter. So we had a winner yesterday, and she was from Mount Carmel, and her name was Twyla Seifert, and she won the little French Kisses scarf accessory
And this is
purse.
Something you need to apply.
Yeah,
apply.
Every
register
day.
Register each day, right?
Each day. And so today they're registering for the business card or the credit card holder. It's okay. Got a little hearts, and I've got it on my Facebook page, what it looks like.
Nice.
You can kind of scroll through there and see what you'd like to win. And then on Valentine's Day, we're going to give away our little Woodstock dancing hearts.
Oh, the big deal.
Yeah, we're going to give away 12 of those with a $50 purchase. So you can buy you a couple beads and get a bracelet free.
If folks are interested in helping out with the Volunteers Progressive Fairfield, or for that matter, the retail merchants, what do they need to do?
Well, they need to see Sarah at the retail merchants, and she'll take good care of them. You can be a member, and we'd love to have you on board. Volunteers Progressive Fairfield, you can talk to me. You can talk to Carrie Halbert. You can talk to Brad August. You can talk to Melinda States, Jane McDowell. So there's a good group of people there. So.
Christy, congratulations
hey,
on
babe,
all your success.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
Mr.
so much for
Fairfield,
coming on.
Love
ah,
you
Mrs.
so much.
Fairfield.
Love you so much.
Love you, honey.
See
that's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Have a great day. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.